Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Robin Wolfram, and she is going to visit with us about a service provided by Elderbridge. Good morning to you, Robin.
Well, good morning, LaVon. Thank you so much for having me be a guest on your show today.
You are most welcome. And Elderbridge is one of the area agencies on aging. There are six of those scattered around the state that kind of cover, actually, Elderbridge covers the most counties, 29 counties included in Elderbridge. Kind of the Audubon County is kind of the lower part, and then it goes clear to the northern border. But they have offices throughout, so you offer so many services. But you're going to talk about a special one that's being offered by Elderbridge, Robin.
Well, first of all, let me say how incredibly informed you are, LaVon. You know a little bit more. I was going to say you know almost as much about Elderbridge as I do. That's wonderful. Yes, we serve a 29-county area in north central, northwest, and central Iowa. So what we're trying to do, LaVon, is in the larger cities, I think a lot of folks maybe are familiar with Elderbridge Agency on Aging, but what we're trying to do is go out and reach more of the rural areas that are less populated and just inform them of the services that are available. And quite honestly, until I became my parents' full-time caregiver a year ago, I wasn't even familiar with what they did, and they essentially had an Elderbridge office in my hometown. So it's such a wonderful, wonderful program. We're going out to eight different communities, and most specifically in your area, we're doing Denison on Thursday, this coming Thursday at the Pizza Ranch. And then we're also going to be heading on May 11th, which is also a Thursday, to Audubon at the Audubon Memorial Building. And what we're doing, LaVon, is we're offering a free dinner. And there are absolutely no sales pitches. It really is just a matter of coming, having some food, getting to know people in your area that are maybe in the same situation you are as a caregiver, and then learning about these programs and these services that are available to you at absolutely no charge, because it's a nonprofit organization funded through a number of different ways, but it's a nonprofit organization that offers services and programs. And what they do is they have a conversation with you in your role as caregiver. And because there are so many different types of services available that we could spend hours and days, if not months, researching, they are the experts. They will sit you down with a counselor to find out what your specific needs are, and then they will tap into all of these services and provide you with the information, the guidance, and the assistance in connecting you with those services and programs that are specific to what your needs are. So it's really a remarkable program. We're just trying to get the word out there that it's available at no charge to folks.
Yeah, that's good that you say that you're not selling anything, and because it's sort of unbelievable that this is all free and you're getting a free meal to top it all off. But and I encourage folks who may not have heard of area agencies on aging to go to a computer or have a friend go to the computer and pull that up, because the list of services goes on and on and on and on. It's just incredible. Now, you have a target audience, I believe, for these particular dinners.
Well, specifically right now, we're looking at just caregivers or folks who see a pending situation with a loved one. And, you know, oftentimes I think we ask, you know, who's a caregiver? You know, what does that entail? Well, anybody who provides a service for an elderly person, someone who's chronically ill, or maybe someone who's disabled, you might not know it, but you're a caregiver. So we are specifically trying to address these folks to let them know what these services mm-hmm. are and that they are available to them, because in any given day, you cannot do it all as much as you want to. In fact, my personal experience, LaVon, is I was a television news anchor in Rochester, Minnesota for 5 years, and I had known that my parents' health was declining, but it just all of a sudden happened that both of them just slipped dramatically in essentially a day. And so I had always promised my parents that I would never put them in a nursing home. And in fact, about 93% of Iowans say it is their strong, strong desire to stay in their home until their last breath. And so the beautiful part about this is all these services that Elderbridge provides help assist that effort in keeping seniors or disabled people in their home as long as possible. So I knew it was coming from my folks. I had anticipated, I started seeing changes, but when it happened all of a sudden, I spent probably the better part of 3 months getting online and researching and being a journalist. I kind of prided myself in that. And also being an Iowan, you know, it's kind of hard for us, our good work ethics and values. We don't like to ask for help. You know, we think we can do it ourselves. But you simply, I'm here to tell you from personal experience, you simply cannot do it yourself. I quit my job as a journalist. I moved into my parents' home. And unfortunately, we lost my mom about 2 months ago. But I'm still here caring for my 90-year-old father with dementia and borderline Alzheimer's. And even quitting my job, LaVon, I cannot do it all. I went to bed so many nights feeling guilty because I thought I didn't get this done and I didn't get this done. And primarily the reason I wanted to be here was just to be a companion and give them a grace-filled, dignified life in their last, you know, weeks, mm-hmm. months, or whatever. And you're so caught up doing so many other things and trying to get these programs available to keep them in your home, you don't even have time to tell them you love them barely at night, you know, before you go to bed. So you're really stripping yourself of this opportunity to spend this beautiful quality time of creating these amazing memories because you're so wrapped up in so many other things. That's why Elder Bridge is here. Mm-hmm. So you are able to care for your loved one in the capacity of a mother, of an adult child who's disabled, or an adult daughter, in my case, caring for my parents whose health was quickly declining. You get to fulfill that role and not necessarily be the nurse and the commode changer and the diaper changer and the house cleaner and the grocery shopper. You know, you get to really provide them with that love and that companionship that I think is, you know, the deepest desire in all of our hearts when we're caring for a loved one.
So, Robin, you made a big decision to quit your job and move to your parents' home. There are so many people who do not have that option, who do not make that decision. So they're trying to do a full-time job. Some of them still have children at home. And so they're trying to do all of that in addition to being a caretaker in various ways. And I know from personal experience that it sort of starts out, you're just running errands. You know, that's and then that's important to be able to do those kinds of things. But from running errands, it's going to the doctor's appointments, and then it's the next thing and the next thing. And you know so many people, and I'm sure you see people around you who are still having full-time jobs and doing much of that kind of care. Not the kind of care that you're able to give because you're right there, but I think it's important for these meetings that people look at, as you said earlier, if you're doing any of those things, you should be attending these meetings to find out more about all the services that are available.
Absolutely. And, you know, I made that personal decision because I promised my parents I would never put them in a nursing home. And not to say, or a senior care facility, if you will, and not to say that there aren't a number of amazing places out there that would take incredible care of our elderly or our disabled. That was just my personal choice.
Sure.
So it was a huge decision, but more of a calling and a journey in my life's promises and mission, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But all the more reason why Elder Bridge is there, you know, to assist you in, you know, even remotely caring for your loved ones, because there are different programs that certain people qualify for, and you will have no idea until you sit down with these expert caregivers and counselors. They get your story, your history, and they will just make everything happen just like that for you. They'll help you fill out the paperwork. They'll follow up on the paperwork. They'll make those phone calls. And you don't have to spend hours upon hours online doing the research yourself, because there are a couple of programs, several programs, that actually overlap. So I found myself doing the same thing but not realizing it over and over and over again. So it really is. It was an answer to my prayer once I discovered them, only after we spent a nice chunk of money on an elder care attorney and found Elder Bridge by, you know, happenstance, if you will.
Okay.
And learned everything and more.
So
I got from my attorney.
Other folks don't have to do it by happenstance. They could come to one of these meetings, and the one in Denison is on the 4th, and the place is
the Pizza Ranch.
Okay, and what time?
It starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay, and then the following week at 11, on the 11th, we'll be in Audubon at
the Audubon Memorial Building.
And again, it starts at?
At 6 o'clock.
Okay, and do people need to pre-register?
Well, that's a good point. like folks to call in so we, you know, we know how much food we need to order. So that's definitely
Where do they call?
But I should say this, not to discourage anyone from not showing up, because we, you know, obviously we'll take anyone. That's our mission, is just to get the word out.
And where do people call to make a registration?
Call 1-800-243-0678.
Okay, you want to repeat that, please?
Sure, you bet. It's 1-800-243-0678.
Okay, we want to thank you very much, Robin Wolfram, and you'll be there speaking, as I understand, and sharing your experience.
Sure will.
All right.
Yeah,
so thank you so much, Robin.
All of your listeners.
Okay. Until next time, here is a thought that hopefully makes you smile. Aging, eventually you will reach a point when you stop lying about your age and start bragging about it.
Oh, I like that.